Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Just for fun, try testing your musical aptitude. See if you can identify this musical note.
I know, it's an A.
Of course you know, it's in the script. Anyway, yes, that was an A, and only 1 in 10,000 people can instantaneously identify or sing any given musical note without help.
And almost always, people with perfect pitch had musical training before the age of 7. But not every young musician ends up with the skill because it may be in their genes. Musicians with perfect pitch include Mozart and Mariah Carey, while those who don't include Bernstein, Julie Andrews, and many others.
Scientists have long suspected perfect pitch runs in families, and ongoing research supports that. For example, compare two people with early musical training, and the person whose sibling has perfect pitch is 15 times more likely to also have it.
A recent study used DNA from 73 families to identify regions of DNA related to the inheritance of perfect pitch. They were actually able to link a region on chromosome 8 to perfect pitch, but surprisingly, only in families of mixed European heritage.
The chromosomal location was different in families of East Asian descent as well as Ashkenazi Jewish families who are more likely to have perfect pitch. What seems clear is the trait involves different genes, and scientists are now sequencing the ones identified in these families to understand how they work.
But some people still think perfect pitch can be learned because they believe it's a form of speech. One study found people with perfect pitch were better at recalling speech sounds read to them.
So maybe there's hope for someone tone deaf like me.
Good luck with that, Dave. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.